Tony Denikis is here, and I'm so glad Tony could hang on for just a moment. I wanted to be sure we had a chance to say hello to Jen. Now, Tony's got a performance coming up that we'll talk about. We'll talk about a little bit, but first, we're really ready to just welcome him. He is from the Baltimore area. We'll talk more about Tony in just a moment, but right now, let's get him started live here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, I'm sitting on the bow with a broken heart. I can't believe just what I found. The way they only watched us as those levees broke apart. And the way they let Big Easy down. There's people climbing, clambering couches up on their while the water swelled up all around. Thank your government love you, buddy. There's your proof. All the way they let Big Easy down. We're all alone, boy, but we're not afraid. We know they can't keep us down. By grace alone, all lonely sinners say, we might be lost, we'll be found. And those slimy politicians with their big fat mouths stumble across the stage like drunken clowns. We'll chase some tarred and feathered from the sweet dog south. All the way they led Big Easy down. We're all alone, we know they can't keep us down. By grace alone, all lowly sinners say, we might be lost, we'll be found. And still they wag their crooked fingers, spitting those out they can't keep. While people scrape their lives up off the ground. Oh, great imagination, hang your head and weep. All the way we let Big Easy down. All the way we let Big Easy down. All the way.
Tony Denikis at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome. It's nice to meet you. Tony is here because he did a house concert called Harmony in the House last night, which was organized by Dennis McCurdy, who is here too. I understand, Dennis, you had a packed house last night, huh?
We did. Second time in a row. And it's fantastic.
And I wanted to be sure Tony's coming back, right? Or will he be back?
If based on what happened last night, people want him back next month, and I said, "Well, we got to keep it a little fresher than that. We're once a month venue, and up in Harmony, Pennsylvania, but we're going to get him back." Folks, just really, they stuck with him from first song on and demanded more when it was time to shut down. So
we'll let you know some of the upcoming shows in a little bit that Dennis will be bringing too. Tony, have you played in Pittsburgh before?
Actually, that was my first time. It was last night playing in the Pittsburgh area.
And it's terrific to have you Now, you're from where?
Well, I'm born and raised in Laurel, Maryland.
Uh-huh. I've been to Laurel before. And looking at your shows, I see you've got some gigs in Fells Point, Baltimore. Have you mostly been playing around that area?
Yeah, I do a lot of regional stuff. You know, every now and again, I'll get down to South Carolina or, heading out to Austin in a month to do some conference showcases. And so, but mostly it's concentrated regionally.
I see. And were you raised in Baltimore?
I was raised in Laurel, actually.
In Laurel.
Which means Baltimoreans think that I am a hick.
Now, what county is Laurel in?
Well, it's a tri-county town, actually. It shares, Anne Arundel, PG, and Howard County.
Okay, I haven't been to Laurel. I was thinking I had been. I was thinking it was in Carroll County. Okay, so it's a different part of the state. And it's pretty rural.
When I was I'm telling on myself here a little bit, but when I was a kid, it was more of a small town kind of a thing. And these days, not so much. It's like everywhere else, suburbia, it's kind of growing up a little bit. It gave me a little tinge of a southern accent and some of the values that I try to express in some of my music. So,
well, it's is terrific to have you here. Now, growing up, did you have music in your family?
Absolutely. My father, I think, is who I probably inherited my love for music from. We were listening to anything from Johnny Cash to Harry Belafonte to Louis Jordan. It just went on and on. Roger Miller records, So I never knew what was going to hit me coming through the stereo speakers, but it all certainly had an influence on what I like and what I do, I think.
When did you pick up the guitar?
Well, I think I must have been 15. Walked into a friend of mine's house. There was two guitar players and a drummer making what I think was music. It was probably considered to be noise by most anybody else, but I was just enthralled. And so I ran home and I told my dad. I asked the guys, I said, "Y'all need a bass player?" And they said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm a bass player." And they said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." So they said, "Yeah, come back next week." So I ran home and begged my father to buy me a bass. And went back the next week and had them show me how to plug it in and all that sort of thing. And they said, "You probably never played bass before, have you?" So I was just struck. As soon as I heard live music, was just when I just lost it. I just thought it was just the most incredible thing.
Now, most of your songs you've written, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what was the name of the song you just opened up with?
That's called Big Easy Down. It was inspired by Katrina and the response of Katrina, of course. And it seems like the song just, I thought it was going to be rather, topical and would have a shelf life of a year or so. But as things just keep unfolding along the Mississippi and down south and it's had a life, so I went ahead and recorded it and put it out there a couple of years ago.
Well, I'm glad you did. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Tony's CDs and how you can get recorded music from him. Why don't we hear another song, though? What would you like to do next?
I think I'm going to do this song. It's a little more lighthearted. It's not quite. It's a little political, but it's tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. It's on Already Gone. It's called Ugungula. Speaking of dinosaurs and whatnot earlier.
Way back when a couple came to send that party invitations. Said if you ain't doing nothing, drink your clubs and drop on in. Ug mashed up some magic berries. Gula passed that party cup. Bang the bones against some boulders, shed their bearskins, had a ball. I don't know, I can't explain. Things that work, you should not change. Things that don't, you throw away. And I don't know, I can't explain. Tommy J, Benny Frank, weary of the King Charles. Went to Pine to George's cabin, said the path is to dawn. In Pine to George, you got no whiskey, not to worry, Tommy said. Then the babies brought some berries, thanks to U.S. government. I don't know, I can't explain. Things that work, you should not change.
got a president and all the rest. Those cavemen that we love the best should set aside their modern answers, give their master minds a rest. Maybe get some magic fairies, they could stick them in a sifter glass, bang their bones against some boulders, shed their bare skins, have bone. I don't know, I can't explain. Think that work you should not change. Think that dawn you're wrong way. And I don't know, I can't explain. I can't explain.
Tony Denikis at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 27 minutes after 11 o'clock. Looking at your website, I see that your music's crossed some oceans here.
Oh, yeah. Jumped the puddle, so to
speak.
Yeah.
The Euro-American. Well, first I noticed a great blurb from somebody in Melbourne, Australia.
Mm.
And then I noticed you're mentioning that the CD called Already Gone is number 2 on the Euro Americana charts. And how did the music make it over there?
Well, by mail.
Actually, that's unique these days. But a lot of people would say email or internet. But
it wasn't magic. It was by our hardworking mail and postal workers who are under the gun right now. But we went ahead and I sent out the previous release was Time Tells Tales. Mm-hmm. And I hooked up with a radio personality who's big on promoting independence, and he introduced me to another guy, and I sent him some CDs, and they liked them and spun them a bit, so I'd made some connections. I went over and got in contact with the DJs, a couple of them that participate in the Americana roots chart over there, the Freeform Americana roots chart, and sent them my copies, and they said, by all means, you should go ahead and send them out. So I went ahead and contacted a couple of hundred DJs, and they were all, open to the idea of receiving my stuff, and unbelievably, all of them spun it. And the following month, I came out at number 2 on the Euro-Americana charts.
Have you been over there?
I'd thought about it. I released the CD back in 2009, and fiscally it was just tough at that time to do that. But it's something that I keep out there on the radar. It's something that I've explored. I'm getting ready to release another CD here shortly, so I may go ahead and just wait until I do that. So,
do you have any sense, I want to express this correctly, but having just had an incredible audience in last night in Zealand Opal, or Harmony, I'm sorry, Harmony, and knowing all of this, what you have going overseas too, and I'm sure you have a good following back home, but do you sometimes think that, when you're from further away, there's more mystique or more
folks?
Yeah, it's something, isn't it?
It's kind of funny, There's house concerts. And of course, they're very supportive of local music back my way. But there are certain house concerts that basically, if you just write, I'm from Nashville,
yeah.
They'll go, oh, well, they're going to give you a listen, And that's just human nature, I think.
I it's the prophet in his own town.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And when I watch the way, actually, one of the funniest things to me, a good example of this, is there are a number of people in the UK that listen to the Saturday Light Brigade weekly, online live when we're here. And there are many times when I go home, the first thing I do is turn on BBC. And and I sometimes wonder if it were swapped, if I would be listening to American radio and they would be listening to something from overseas. Tony Denikis is here. He does his latest album is Already Gone. and it's already out. And it's online at his website, as is Time Tells Tales and Naked and Smiling. Those are all still in print, I would hope.
Yeah, well, Naked and Smiling, I think you can only get on iTunes at this point. I just ran out of those. But Time Tells Tales and Already Gone certainly are available hard copy.
Yeah, and CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, or just if you want to visit the website and learn more about Tony, it's Tony, DENIKOS, Tony, then Dan, then I, then Cause, KOS, or Deny Kiss, as he said.
Right.
It's 11:32, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here. It's kindergarten here. I come day at the museum, and there's so many kids excited about starting school in a week or so. Do you have children? Or,
No, I do not.
You've got them today, all over.
Yeah, I was casing them out a little bit, trying to figure out which ones were dangerous.
Yeah.
They all look pretty good. They look like good eggs.
Yeah, they are. What would you like to do next?
Well, I thought I'd go ahead and do, since we started talking about Europe, I did have a song that was played by BBC, in fact, and I think in Ireland and Scotland. It did pretty good over there. I guess it struck a chord, so to speak. It's called Norfolk Town. It's a story about my first excursion down south to hang out and play some music and what happened when I got back home. There's a little tiny house down in Norfolk Town. Used to live inside till I felt brought down by a right gut feeling. Nightlife oft times brought. So I changed my mind and I come back home. By the time I found out I was all alone, it was way too late. I guess I just got caught. And I got kicked out by roustabouts and taught by hippies what life's about. Been a million things, I were never bored. And I fell back from a heart attack. Whoa, it hurt so good, made my ripcord snap. Kinda just sits there, looking up off the floor. I met my baby by the midnight sea. Vivian was beautiful and sweet. I played for drunken sailors there for tips and drinks. She said, life is never really what it seems. Or so it seems. Ferris wheels made of gold and silver get so damn cold, too numb to feel. Keep you spinning so high. You wish the heck you'd just come down. It's like a promised land, you know I've been there, man. Long enough for me to understand that a fantasy world is only meant for clowns. Met my baby by the lonesome sea. Vivian was beautiful and sweet. And I told her that I loved her. She just smiled at me. She said, love is never really what it seems. Or so it seems. Now it's been 25 years since I come back home. Hid away my memories like a treasure stone. But lately, I've been digging up holes all over the yard. She taught me life's a toy, but it ain't no game. Brings you joy and brings you pain. Sometimes it's magic, but mostly it's just hard. little tiny house down in Norfolk town. Used to live inside till I felt brought down by a right good feeling. Nightlife oft times brought. So I changed my mind and I come back home. By the time I found out I was all alone, it was way too late. Guess I just got caught. Man, it was way too late. Guess I just got caught. Oh, it was way too late.
Tony Denikis, that's a nice song. I was listening to the words of that and sort of looking all around me as you played it, and I can see why it got played a lot overseas. It's 23 before 12 noon, and Tony was here in Harmony at a house concert series that Dennis McCurdy puts together. Dennis, what's going to be coming up in that series?
September 23rd, we have Linda McCrae with Jenny Snyder opening. Jenny's a local artist. We always open with somebody locally, and we bring in somebody that is as good a quality as the headliner. Mm-hmm. Last night we had Steve Cohagen just releasing his first CD. Fantastic. Overall, just both acts fantastic. So Linda McCrae and Jenny Snyder. Jenny put in her time down in Nashville with the Singing Snyder Sisters. October 8th, we're still negotiating. We're trying to get Tommy Womack up here.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Tommy Womack has a new album.
He does.
It's funny. His name came up yesterday. We were talking about him as I was sort of picking the final songs for today. I noticed he had a new album, and we got to talking about him.
Yeah, Tommy's a fantastic artist. I had the opportunity actually to open for him once a couple years ago, and fantastic artist, put in his time with Government Cheese, the hard rock and country band.
Yes.
Heavy metal country, following in the footsteps of Jason and the Scorchers, and the guitarist from Jason and the Scorchers played on Tony's last album. Uh-huh. So there's the world connects in many ways. And then the last act for the year will be in November 11th. My band will be opening for Jeff and Vida, who are in Nashville now only because they got washed out of New Orleans after Katrina. And they were at Jazz Fest this year, I know. Just fantastic. They've been in Europe a couple times while we've been negotiating this deal, but we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be one show after another at the Bottle Brush Gallery and Shop, which, by the way, is a fantastic venue because you're surrounded by pottery and ceramics and woven art, jewelry, paintings. It's just fantastic. The whole atmosphere is just art. And then you bring in the art of the musician, and it just all comes together, and it makes for a great time.
And this is all in Harmony, Pennsylvania, and we're using the house concerts usually are in somebody's home. But this is a case where it's a house concert that happens to be in an art gallery, and it's a great thing. And Dennis, you probably know from Lonesome No More, a great band, and it's always good to hear them. Now, how did you find Tony?
I actually met Tony through my wife. She was living in Silver Spring at the time, and she said, "You've got to meet this Tony Denikis guy." And so we went to the Cat's Eye in Fells Point, and I spent a lot of time in Fells Point as a kid because my mother was from Baltimore.
So that's the home of Bertha's Mussels, right?
That's the home of Bertha's Mussels. We would go there and eat and then go listen to him play. And my first thought was, he's another local artist. He's probably like us. He'll be okay. I got in there, and he was way more than okay, as you've already heard. He was fantastic. I was taken by him right away. So I get on my little computer, and I say, "Tony, come play for us." And this actually, having him here is my anniversary present to my wife. We were just married 2 years ago, and he was supposed to come play the wedding, but we changed all the plans, so I made him come play for us this time.
Oh, how nice. And there's a great song called Eat Bertha's Mussels that was done by Robinson Barron, Tony Barron, and John Roberts. I got that right?
Not sure.
I got it backwards.
Anyway, but Fells Point's a great town all together, and it was a, there's a great great place to eat mussels there that we're talking about.
Eat mussels and listen to music.
You got it. Tony Denikis is here. John Roberts and Tony Barron, that's it. Just came into my head. As soon as I said your name, another name popped in. Tony Denikis is here. What would you like to do next?
Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and stick my neck out, sir.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm going to do something that was just recently written. A month or so ago, a couple of months back, and it's you know, it's a song that I decided to start playing at just recently, and I just got some pretty interesting responses.
Well,
it's called No Way Home.
No Way Home, Tony Denikis.
Last I saw my ma was in an orphanage. I'm guessing I was 4 or 5 years old. And before she walked away, I could hear my mama say, the key to hanging on is letting go. They say angels hear the cries of babies in their hour of need. I won't believe that fairy tale again. And the priest at the gate, with a smile on his face, whispered to me as he led me in. This ain't the way back home, boy. This ain't the way back home. Yeah, you're scared and you're trembling. Now you're all alone. This ain't the way back home. I met myself a little girl in Aberdeen, jet black curls and eyes an apple green. They say innocence and beauty make stone cold statues weep, but all it ever made me feel was mean. I got blood stains on my hands from the thing I done. Been 20 years, boys, and it ain't coming clean. There's things a man can do that'll never be undone. There is and ain't nothing in between. There ain't no way back home, man. There ain't no way back home. Yeah, I'm lost and I'm rambling. Now I'm all alone. This ain't a way back home. When your soul lost its compass and its North Star's glow is gone, there ain't no way back home. I've only been a prisoner of a raging fear. All my life, I never found a key. And I never forgave them for the day that I was born. Still, I'm grateful that they finally set me free. I'm grateful that the hangman said to me, this ain't the way back home, son. This ain't the way back home. Yeah, you're scared and you're trembling. Now you're all alone. This ain't the way. This ain't the way back home, boy. This ain't the way back home. You're scared and you're trembling. Now you're all alone. This ain't the way.
Tony Deny Kiss at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a good song.
Well, thank you.
I like it a lot.
Just not a little bit creepy, huh?
Yeah, but it's got a nice sound. The key and just the tone of it is so nice. And Tony, next, I guess he's going back home, back to Baltimore area, or actually not to Baltimore. That's not home exactly.
Well, not exactly. Yeah,
but
not exactly.
But
region, close to it, the region. That's
the,
right.
The region, heading back there. And you can learn more about him at TonyDenikos.com, DenikOS.com. And we still have another song or two that he's going to do for you. But I wanted to be sure you knew how to reach him. What's your songwriting process like? Do you find songs coming to you immediately?
Pretty much. There's some ancient Greek philosophers that said that knowledge is, they proved that we were alive before this life because we write about things that we don't know about. And, that we have no way of knowing about. We write about issues and I believe that, really do, that we just receive things. For me, I'll have something is either disturbing me or is affecting me or moving me. And I'll either write about what it is specifically, as in Big Easy Down, or, that last song, I'm happy to report I've experienced none of those things. but I was feeling just really dark and isolated one evening. And I picked up my guitar and said, whenever you're feeling a little down, A minor is go to a minor key. And I started picking around, and literally 5 minutes later, that song was sitting there in front of me, and I have no idea where it came from.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to think about. What's I'm curious about your background. Did you start playing out right away?
Yeah. Well, see, when I joined that little garage band.
Yeah. You were the experienced bass player.
Yeah, the experienced bass player. Stanley Clark showed up a week later, but anybody that's been involved or loves music knows, when you're a kid, you put bands together, you get all ready to play out, and then it breaks up. So after the third breakup, I said, I'm going to buy a guitar. I've written a few songs, and I'm going to head down to Norfolk. And I did. I sold my bass equipment. I bought a little PA. I bought acoustic guitar. I guess it was March of my senior year in high school. As soon as I got out of high school, I packed it into my Pinto and safely drove down to Norfolk. And
did you drive in reverse the whole way there?
Yeah, with a helmet and goggles. But when I got down there, I walked into the first club I saw was this little tiny skinny joint, and I walked in there and I said, "Hey, man, like to play some of the stuff I've written and maybe a few covers." And they said, "If you can play for hoagies, beer, and tips, you're in."
Yeah, and especially because you weren't from around there.
Yeah,
so they
exactly. I was on the road, right? I had bags under my eyes and dirty clothes on. So, sure. And I played there, 5 days a week, man. I mean, it was the only way I could eat. I'd get my hoagie. And after I drank a few beers, of course. So that's the way it went, I've been loving it ever since. I just absolutely love performing my original material for people.
How did your family feel about that?
I didn't ask, and this is the advice I give young musicians: don't ask your parents if it's okay. Just do it. Stay away from all those naughty substances out there. Too much alcohol and anything else, cakes and whatnots, can get you in trouble. And just do it. Don't look for permission. You'll never get it.
My brother,
9 times out of 10.
Yeah. My brother was kind of like that. He's a professional musician, and he, more or less left Pittsburgh right after high school. And, I never thought much about it, but I'll bet you he's been back a dozen times in 40 years. It's been a little more than that. Everything's fine. We have a good relationship, but he really kind of sought out, went on his own, and really wanted to do that. I think that's probably a lot of artists feel that drive.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you'll go very far unless you're willing to do it. I think Gillian Welch has a great song out about doing it for free.
Yeah.
And I think unless you're willing to feel strongly enough about it to do it that way, you'll likely never make any money at it.
Yeah. I've talked myself into time for one more. Gosh,
yeah,
I was hoping we'd get two more, but I'm really glad you were able to be here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you probably had a later night last night.
Yeah, it was cool.
You're always welcome to be here. And Dennis, I want to thank you too. How can folks find out more about the series that you're doing? Is there a mailing list? Or
there is a mailing list, and it's HITH, Harmony in the House, HITH, at zoominternet.net. Contact me directly there. We're also on Facebook, Harmony in the House, and Reverb Nation, Harmony in the House.
Great. So HITH, Harmony in the House, at zoominternet.net. Mm-hmm. And we're going to endeavor, Dennis and us at SLB, to feature more folks as they come in.
We already have Linda signed up, and we have Jeff and Vita signed up. So once we nail Tommy, we're going to have him here too.
I'm always the last to know, you know.
And if I may interject from an artist's perspective, just if there's any artist out there wondering, this, the Harmony in the House was just wonderfully produced. It was a great audience. It really was a pleasure coming out and doing that show last night, as it was to be able to come in here and talk to you.
Thanks so much, Tony. And what would you like to close up with?
Well, I was told by Dennis if I didn't do Save Me when I came in here, he wouldn't give me a ride back to my car.
Okay.
So.
Okay, well, that's important.
This song, yeah, he's pretty much laid the rule down. So this song's called Save Me. It's off my first record, Naked and Smiling. I'm re-recording it, though, for my next release.
So it's hoagies, beers, and car trips.
Well, that's it, man. It's the glorious life of a musician.
I got a notion I'm going down like a twister in the middle of the sweet blue ocean. I'm sinking ever deeper. My world is spinning round. I don't know how to feel. Don't know if it's real. I don't know what to do. I don't know when it's true. Save me, and I'm falling down. Please save me. Save me, and I'm falling down like a drunk out, like a drunk out in the rain. I'm getting nervous. My hands are bound. Reaching out, yeah, but the lines seem at a surface. And the answers all around me, I just can't pull it down. Don't know if I can. Don't know who I am. Don't know, find my way. I don't know how to pray. Save me, and I'm falling, falling down. Won't you please save me? Save me. Like a drunk out in the rain.
life in a dead man's glare in an alleyway. Saw the love of God in a junkie's tears as it fell like rain. Say, save me, now I'm falling down, oh please save me, now I'm falling, oh falling down like a tongue out, like a tongue out. Save me, and I'm falling, falling down, won't you please save me, save me, I'm falling, falling down like a drunk gal, like a drunk gal in the rain.
Tony Denikis, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Dennis, thank you for helping to arrange all of this. And it's Harmony in the House, H-I-T-H, at zoominternet.net to keep in touch. Get on a mailing list to know when future concerts will be coming up in Harmony. Thanks to all of our guests today. Bill Lepp from Three River Storytelling Festival. Nancy Knaus from Penn State Master Gardening, talking about Garden in the Park, taking place next day or next weekend, Garden in the Park Field Day, a week from today. Thanks to Darren Morton, Sam Suter doing a great job mixing. Thank you to you if you called in or emailed. We did our best to acknowledge you. Same if you participated by Facebook. If we missed your name or your request, we apologize. If it's your style to listen without calling in, insert your name right here. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings here on Public Radio.